Pumpfund burns 370 mailers of Pump tokens, sending price up 7.6%. CoinGecko flagged the move on April 29th, reporting that Pump rose 7.6% over 24 hours after Pumpfund burned roughly $370 worth of its native token. The burn was disclosed by the Pumpfund team and confirmed via on-chain transfers to a dead address. Solana sat at $84.91 as of April 29, 2026, up 1.1% on the day, while broader market sentiment held neutral, with a fear and greed reading of 42. The dollar figure puts this among the largest single token burn events for a Memecoin Launchpad token to date. Pump launched alongside the Pumpfund platform's revenue share program last year, and the team has used a portion of platform fees to buy back and burn supply on a recurring basis. This round is the largest of the cycle. What the burn actually removes, the transaction sent a block of Pump tokens to an unspendable address, permanently removing them from circulating supply. CoinGecko's data feed showed the price reaction within hours of the on-chain confirmation. The buyback was funded out of platform trading fees collected on Pumpfund, which earns a cut every time a memcoin launched on the platform changes hands. A burn of this size compresses float in two ways. First, it removes tokens that could otherwise be sold into the market by holders who acquired them from buybacks. Second, it signals a credible commitment to the buyback cadence, which feeds into how traders price the rest of the supply. Whether the price holds depends on what comes next, not what happened today. The buyback model under Scrutiny Pump's design ties token value directly to platform revenue. When Pumpfund's launchpad sees high meme coin trading volume, fee revenue rises, and the buyback budget rises with it. The reverse is also true. If volume on the launchpad slows, so does the burn cadence, and Pump loses one of its main bid sources. The 370 moneter figure landed during a period when Solana memcoin volumes have been mixed. SOL is down 2.58% on the week as of April 29, 2026, and trading activity across Solana DEX has cooled compared to earlier in Q1. That makes the size of this burn more notable. It implies fee accumulation from prior periods being deployed in one tranche rather than a continuous drip. Price reaction context: Pump's 7.6% move is meaningful, but not extraordinary in the context of how the token has historically reacted to burn announcements. Earlier burns this year produced rallies in the 4 to 12% range over similar windows, before retracing once the news cycle passed. Traders looking at this round will be watching two things over the next week: whether the buyback cadence continues at this pace, and whether Memecoin launchpad volumes recover enough to fund another round of comparable size. For comparison, the broader market was quiet on the same day. BTC traded at $77,364, up 0.7%, and ETH was at $2,538, up 2.1%. That puts Pump's move clearly in token-specific territory rather than a broad market lift. Why this matters beyond Pump token burn programs funded by real platform revenue are one of the few mechanisms that link a memcoin-adjacent token to anything resembling cash flow. Most memcoin tokens have no buyback, no revenue tie, and no mechanism to absorb supply. Pumpfund's structure is closer in spirit to exchange tokens like BNB or BGB, where a portion of trading revenue supports the token directly. The risk is the same as those models. When revenue falls, the support disappears. A buyback program is only as strong as the underlying business. If launchpad activity drops sharply, the burn cadence slows, and the price floor that traders are pricing in starts to erode. This burn does not change that math. It is a snapshot of platform revenue being deployed at scale, not a structural change. Pump holders watching this should be tracking Pumpfund's daily and weekly fee revenue more closely than the burn announcements themselves. The fee number is the leading indicator. The burn is the lagging one.